Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting us here to such an interesting and rather big event. This project is related to my PhD work at the Institute of Mathematics and Computer Science in Moldova, and is related to development of a tool pack for digitization of old Romanian documents and also heterogeneous documents. May I sit down so that you can see better the slides? Okay, thank you. So we began our research in the revitalization of Moldovan cultural heritage, mainly focusing old documents within the periods of 17th till 20th century. And here we discovered that this kind of documents needs a lot of IT skills. And till now, we are trying to develop a lot of kind of tools which deal with such documents, with digitization of such documents. The beginning of printing in Romanian dates back to 16th century. A fragment of the book Four Gospels, printed in 1561, is presented here. So, if you already guessed, we deal with such kind of books, with instruments that can read this kind of books. And also, now we use Latin, Romanian alphabets, so we also must transcribe this these printings into modern Romanian alphabets. Until 1830, Moldova, in the Romanian countries, we used Romanian Cyrillic alphabet. Also, there was a period of transition alphabet, about 30 years. Then Romania has the Romanian alphabet, but in Moldova we were using Moldavian Cyrillic alphabet mainly based on Russian because of the Soviet Union. And it was till 1990. From 1990 till now, we use Romanian alphabets. When counting old documents, old Romanian documents, we counted a result of more than 850,000 unique pages to be digitized. So, Romanian documents are about 79%. Also, there are documents in printed in Greek. A lot, 9% of Greek documents, also Slavonic, French, Bulgarian, and even Arab printings. On this slide, we present the scheme developed by us on digitization process. On the input, we have scanned images, which are processed with image processing tools. Also, then are recognized using OCR modules. Also, we have a transliteration utility which converts the OCR Cyrillic text into Latin, and so on. By digitization, we mean this process, not only scanning, because the scanning is our beginning. Next, we try to study heterogeneous documents, and we developed a platform, a software, which deals with such content. Heterogeneous content means variety of types of content such as text, drawings, sheet music, formulas, and so on. Document with such contents content are all technical literature, newspapers, encyclopedias, and many other. Just a few words about platform details. It is a web or a desktop application. Why a web or desktop? Because it has different features. The desktop application is more advanced. It has more options, and it integrates processing stages of heterogeneous documents into a digitization cycle consisting of the following main steps. The first one is the general one, uploading images, then image preprocessing, optical recognition, checking the text, transliteration, checking the text once more, and finally saving the digitized object. On this slide, we can see the platform architecture, which is which consists from three functional groups, and it has the main modules and the steps which I mentioned before. Some technical features of the platform are that not all the preprocessing modules are done on the server. We also implemented some methods in the front end. The user has to go through steps, which are a dialogue between user and graphical user interface. And next, I would like to demonstrate the platform, some screenshots. This is the platform UI. On the left of you, you can see the steps, seven general steps. The first one, the user uploads his document or documents. The second phase is, the second step is image pre-processing. We integrated the more pre-processing engines, and just below of this screenshot, you can see two parts: the target image and the pre-processed image. By the way, it's a fragment of a document from the 17th century. This page after is recognized. On the right, we can see the recognized text, which is in Cyrillic. Then we can edit the text, transliterate it or transcribe it into Latin, and finally we obtain the digitized object. Each object is saved internally, and also the user can download it for his/her own purposes. Also, just a few screenshots about images which have or documents which have a heterogeneous content. There is additional step, which is content classification, and here we can see that this image on the left is fragmented into more fragments consisting of different heterogeneous content. So the user can label it manually. By default, it's an image. And once again, it goes through all the digitization process till the end, and the objects are saved and further used, pre-processed, and so on. In conclusion, I would like to say that we have quite a lot of unique pages to be digitized. We trained the 8 OCR modules till now, from the 70s to 20 centuries. We observed that we need more models, and we would like to train it using crowdsourcing techniques and using parallel computing. And that's why we applied for the resources, and we were assigned with the following resources, which are, I think, enough for the work which is now. We also plan to not only to stay on the document digitization, but to grow to further digitization, which focusing our museums and so on. So thank you for your attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Tudor. Are there any questions?
Yes.
So can you hear me? Yeah. How much accuracy do you achieve when you translate from the image to the, I mean, from the Cyrillic to the Latin alphabet?
It depends on the century, because, for example, we have two models for the 17th century, which achieve not so good accuracy, more than 80%. But for the models from the 18th century, 1920, we have more than 95% accuracy. Yes. The problems with the documents from the 17th century is that they have a lot of specific, a lot of letters are written above other letters. It is hard to segment the lines and so on. There are a lot of... So,
fantastic.
Yes, thank you.